this morning on the K105.3 Morning Show.
Well, Madonna's got a new album. Taylor Swift says she might could have a new album, too. And apparently we're not allowed to make fun of people that crash cards because of a bug.
Note to self.
Scott Cloud, the K105.3 Morning Show.
Imagine Dragons, that is Thunder. This is K105.3. My name is Scott Cloud. That is Jenny Lewis. And it was Mother Nature just really just hates you. All right?
Me personally. Yes.
Just everyone, she's not a big fan. Of people in general.
No, I guess I just wasn't paying attention. I had to turn my furnace back on.
Really?
I did.
You turned your furnace off?
I did, yeah.
April in Michigan and you turned your...
I know. I was so hopeful. And then yesterday, as I was, frostbitten, it's like, we got to turn the furnace back on.
I want you to remember this moment here on April 15th, tax day 2019, at 6:10 a.m., Jenny Lewis said she turned off her furnace. Now I'm going to fast forward a little bit to June. When Jenny Lewis starts wishing Christmas on us.
No.
Yes.
I give it to at least August.
No, you're a liar. You will be wishing Christmas upon us here probably within the next 7 to 8 days.
Not true. Nay, nay. Not happening.
So you think.
I mean, we could talk about Christmas movies if you really want us to.
Nay, nay, no, no.
No? Okay. No. Too soon?
No. Way too soon. So, the other day I went to a restaurant. Mm-hmm. I went to a restaurant, a wonderful place. You know, they do a lot of frying of foods there.
Yeah, good.
I walked out of there, and I went there for lunch. All right, so it was about noon 30.
Mm-hmm.
About 6 o'clock in the afternoon, smelled my shirt. Guess what?
Oh, you smelled.
Smelled like that place.
Yeah.
Now, when you go in.
Oh, it smells great.
Oh.
Right? You love it.
Smell that deep fried goodness.
All the foods. Mm. Yeah.
Mm, smells like a cardiology appointment later. This smells wonderful. I love everything about this. Then I go home and it still lingers.
Yeah, and it's not bad yet. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not bad yet. Because you're like, that was really good. But 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so gross.
Maybe it's bad ventilation?
No, maybe it's bad life choices. I don't know.
No one ever walks away from a salad bar regretting smelling like fresh tomatoes. Nope. See, there's no place like you.
Thanks.
So, Backstreet Boys, what you're saying is... You're a geographic location, and you somehow, like, say, hey, Siri, take me to you.
Yeah, and it works.
How do I get to you? And there ain't no place like you. There's so many other flattering things that you could say to someone.
You could. You're beautiful.
There's no place like your geographic location.
It's where I want to be.
That's right where I want to be. But you got in a car. You got to get in a car to do that.
You do. Absolutely.
We talked last week about a young woman that was in a car. She got into an accident because she saw a spider.
Yeah.
All right. Ginger Gibbs has taken umbrage with us doing so, okay?
She has, okay.
Here's what Ginger writes on Facebook. Hey, you all should know, when you're scared of something, it don't matter. You will do the dumbest things. Like the lady you all were laughing about over the spider. Well, maybe she is so darn, she didn't say darn, so darn scared of them that her brain didn't have enough time to think but be scared. I am totally scared of them, she goes on to write. Even fake one, or as my sister liked to do, is get the top of a tomato and hand it to me. I like her sister already.
I do too. I'm sorry, I'm not laughing about it.
I screamed so loud and fell all the way down the bedroom stairs.
Oh, no.
The bedroom stairs. She has stairs to the bedroom. It's the bedroom stairs. Talk about not funny at all. My mom and sister laugh and laugh. Love the station. Listen to it all the time. Don't like it when you laugh and make fun of someone like this young lady. All right, then. Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Ginger.
Thank you, Ginger. I'm going to tell you, Ginger, what I would do if this young lady were sitting right here in front of me. All right.
The lady that crashed her car.
Crashed the car.
Okay.
That crashed the car. I swear, and Jenny, you know me well enough.
Yes, yes, I do. That you would say this to this person's
face. I would
face.
Say this exactly.
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. So this young, what's her name? Can we call her Beth?
Yeah, let's call her Beth.
All right. Beth the spider car killer.
Yes.
All right. The crasher. Beth the spider car crasher. Beth, it's good to see you. You're going to have to be Beth. Change your voice a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Beth, it's good to see you.
Thanks.
Your Svengali voice changes there. All right. So Beth, you were in a car and you saw a spider.
I was so scared.
You were scared. Okay, Beth, how big was the spider?
Oh, it was huge.
By huge, what do you mean? Are we talking like the size of a quarter?
I mean, it was at least the size of my finger.
Okay, the size of your finger. All right, gotcha. Understood. How big was the tree you hit?
The tree came out of nowhere.
The tree did not come out of nowhere. Trees, they are there, they are rooted.
It came out of
nowhere. How big was the tree that you hit, Beth?
It was a big tree.
Okay.
It's bigger than the spider.
Bigger than the spider.
It was.
All right. Let's just eliminate the tree then, Beth. All right. Let's just say there was another car. Well, let's say you hit another car. Is the car bigger than the spider that you hit?
Yes, Gut Clow.
All right. So, in the event that a spider were to come up and get on your hand and you were to slowly break, put it in park, get out of the car, and then begin screaming your head off, is that a logical way to approach that?
I mean, yes, Scott Clow, it was, but
okay,
I was just so scared.
You were scared, and I understand
that. I was so scared
of
the spider in my car.
But had there been a child on the side of a road, and
but
you
there
decide,
wasn't.
Okay.
No, but there wasn't.
There wasn't.
No.
But in the event there could have been, you could have potentially hurt someone.
Scott Clow, you're hurting my feelings.
Oh, listen. Imagine how the spider felt. Now, there you go. That one's for Ginger. She wanted to hear young blood. I wanted
Perfect.
To put that out there, but Ginger, I'm sorry. You felt as though we were making fun of the woman that crashed her car because she saw a spider. And you know what? I was.
Okay, we were a little bit. Yeah.
I wasn't even a little bit.
You were a lot of bit.
I was.
Yeah.
I was making fun of her.
I think just because it's so ridiculous. Most people would just like swat the spider away.
And believe me, I tried to empathize with a woman. Let's just say I'm driving down the road. All of a sudden, there's a snake in my car. You know what I'm going to do?
Scream.
I'm going to scream, I'm going to stop the car, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to get out of the car and
right.
scream like a Girl Scout that just won the trip to space camp.
But you're going to do so outside of the car.
Outside of said vehicle.
After it's parked.
I am scared to death of snakes.
You are.
I loathe snakes.
Yes, you do.
There are
you
things
do.
On this planet that I hate. I hate snakes.
Mm-hmm.
Hate them. Scared to death of them. Have nightmares. I wake up, I'm sweating, and I might even go, huh!
What was that?
Huh! But if there's a snake in my car, you know what I'm going to do?
Right.
Huh!
Yeah.
Apply brake.
Right. Pull over.
Pull over.
Right.
Get out of car. Scream like a banshee.
Again, though, let me just talk about this.
What is wrong with that woman? No, that's not a woman. That's Scott Clow.
There's a snake in your car.
Then what I'd do, burn the car, start over.
Right, walk away.
Because if there's one snake in there, chances are there's a dozen snakes
yes,
in there.
Of course. Of course there
we
are.
We learned anything from the 17-foot snake found in the Florida Everglades
yep.
and had 72 eggs inside of it.
Oh, that gives me the heebie-jeebies.
So, if there was a snake in my car, chances are it laid eggs somewhere. I know what you're saying. Reptilian, they spit their eggs out. They hang on to the eggs. They hang on to them and then. But no, nay, nay. Don't care. Logically. But hey, that snake could have spun a web inside my truck, laid its egg somewhere.
Just waiting.
But you know what I'm doing? Applying the brake.
Right. Safely.
Because you know what I'm more scared of?
What's that?
Than I am a snake?
What's that?
An oncoming semi. You know what I'm more scared of than a snake?
What's
when
that?
When traveling at 50 miles per hour?
Mm-hmm.
A tree.
Yeah, those tend to jump out right at you.
They don't jump out.
Pull over.
They're just in the same spot. But Ginger, remember, I played Youngblood.
We interrupt this program to bring you this.
What is this?
This is where the entertainment is.
This is
the Kid 105.3 Hollywood Beat with Jenny Lewis.
Oh, wait! Oh, hey, What's happening in Hollywood, kid?
Scientists shared the first ever image of a black hole, and a petition has now been launched to name this black hole phenomenon after the late Chris Cornell.
Black Hole Sun.
Black Hole Sun. This album, and I mean the entire album, and then specifically the song Black Hole Sun, was probably the most recognizable and most popular song of Soundgarden. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah.
Right? So, a petition was started because of what Chris Cornell did and the impact he had on the lives of many. People have taken to social media and have started a petition to name the black hole Chris Cornell. Isn't that, I mean, what do you think? I think it needs to just go away.
What, the naming of Chris Cornell?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it needs, no, I think you should name it after Chris Cornell.
You think so?
Well, logically, I mean, we're looking at something that is 55 billion light years away, which is 65 times bigger than our sun. It took the entire Earth, as far as an array of telescopes, to actually get the picture that we're looking at. So, definitely, I think something of such epic proportion should be named after a singer that wasn't even thought of at the time the original light that we're looking at was emitting. You know, it's 55 million years old as far as the image that we're looking at.
Sure.
Certainly the picture was taken roughly a year ago, but what people don't understand, that's 55 million years old.
But I mean, come on.
So definitely name it after Chris.
But it looks so much like their album cover, no? Ariana Grande. She headlined at Coachella last night and did a collab with none other than NSYNC.
No, it wasn't NSYNC.
It wasn't NSYNC. No. It was all of them but Justin Timberlake.
So it's not NSYNC.
Well, but I think it's close enough. But I think Justin Timberlake kind of makes NSYNC, if I'm honest.
So wait a minute. You said it's close enough, but Justin Timberlake makes it. So which one is it there,
well,
Pollyanna? Little Miss
it's not
Two Sides.
NSYNC. It's
all right.
Four members out of the five members of NSYNC
so therefore
performed
it is not,
with her. It's not NSYNC.
If you get Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr together around the headstones
Beatles.
Of John Lennon and George Harrison, is that the Beatles?
No, it's still not the Beatles.
All right, then.
They performed Tearing Up My Heart. She joined with their signature choreography. Now, they were teasing it on social media a little bit. Mm. They teased it, but I think it's just because J.C. Chazé and Lance Bass and Joey Fatone and Chris Kirkpatrick had nothing better to do.
That's pretty much it. I mean, Joey
They're
Fatone.
Like, oh, wait. I mean, you want us to join you?
Well, okay. Don't worry. They got that guy from The Cosby Show to cover their shift at Trader Joe's.
But don't worry.
We got this.
We've got it handled. Okay, do you remember me telling you about Dina Lohan's online boyfriend?
Yes. The catfish.
The catfish.
She was catfished.
Broke up. She was catfish. Well,
did
no,
she
not
ever
exactly.
Meet him?
No, they broke up. They were supposed to meet next week. And he was going to propose to her. Mm. She was going to fly out to California to see him.
Yeah.
They've been together for 5 years.
No, they have not been together for five
years. They've been online dating for 5 years.
They've
and they've never met.
No, yes.
They've never met.
So
she
to
did
say
a
that they were
complete
together.
TV show.
No.
And talked about how much she loved him. Well, turns out they were supposed to meet next week. And he broke up with her.
Yeah.
They got in a fight and they just broke up.
Yeah.
After 5 years.
The most awkward part of her meeting that guy would have been the walk down his mother's basement
yes,
stairs with the wainscoting, exposed pipes,
the wood paneling, and the meatloaf in the corner.
And the big screen TV. That is thicker than it is actually displayed.
Cheeto dust everywhere.
Madonna's going to be coming up with a new album, did you?
She is.
She's going to call it X.
Yes.
Madonna, Madam X.
I like it.
Madam X. Do you know who Madam X is?
No, I have no idea.
Would you like to know
I
who
do.
Madam
yes.
X is?
Please
well, I'm
tell
gonna
me.
Let, I'm going to let Madonna tell you who Madam X is. Is she actually released a video on her social media? So here is who Madam X is.
The thing that hurt the most was
that's
that
her first
I
release of
sport.
I decided to call my record Madam X.
I wasn't lost.
Madam X is a secret agent.
I am Madam X.
Traveling around the world, changing identities, fighting for freedom.
Freedom.
Bringing light to dark places.
This is Madonna, keep in mind.
Dark places.
Madam X is a dancer.
She officially lost it.
I think this is one of the personalities that we're speaking with.
A professor, a head of state, a housekeeper, an equestrian, a prisoner, a student, a mother, a child, a teacher, a nun, a singer, a saint,
a whore,
and a spy in the house of love. I'm Madam X.
Yep, she's lost it.
It's official.
She gone.
That's today's beat.
I have a new hero, Jenny.
Yeah, is it me?
No.
Oh.
Stella Mason's her name.
Stella Mason.
Stella Mason.
Okay.
82 years old, retired.
Living her best life.
Oh, man. She's fantastic. I love everything about her. We go across the pond on this one.
Uh-huh.
Great Britain. Aberdeen. Okay. This is from the Evening Express. Stella Mason, recently in court, pled guilty to intentionally annoying her next door neighbors for 2 years. She did this thing two straight years. What happened was they parked a van in front of her home. Legally parked, by the way. Mm-hmm. Legally parked. But their van, it's been on the street in such a place that Mason said it interfered with the sunlight shining on her home.
What?
So you know what she did?
What did she do?
Took a couple of speakers.
Yeah.
Turned them towards the wall that faces her neighbor's home.
Mm-hmm.
And began blasting the same song over and over and over and over for two straight years. The song?
I know a fat old policeman, he's always on our street. A fat and jolly red-faced man, he really is a treat. He's too kind for a policeman, he's never known to frown. And everybody says he is the happiest man in town.
This is the song that she blared. Now, 2 straight years. This song is 2 minutes and 36 seconds long. There's 1,440 seconds in a day. So if you do the math on that, that's 100, that's 120, that's 150 seconds. So that's 9.6 times in an hour, times 24 hours. 326.4 times played in a day, times 365, times 2. This song played 238,272 times.
Wait, what?
Yes. So the neighbor's suitor took her to court. She was fined $588. And then she moved. All right. High hopes. K105.3, Jackson's Hit Music Station. And apparently Amazon has very high hopes for me having a productive day. Jenny, you have the Amazon app?
I do.
All right. I have the Amazon app, too. You know where it says deal of the day?
Mm-hmm.
And then below it, it says see all deals.
Yeah.
I want you to click on the. First off, what's your deal of the day?
My deal of the day is a SanDisk Ultra 256 gigabyte.
We have the same deal of the day.
We do?
Yes,
okay.
We do. I thought maybe that was just very specific. If you scroll down, you're on that same one. What's the next item under there for
the
you?
The next one is Easter toys from Hasbro.
Okay. See, for me, it's modernize my home. And apparently what Amazon wants me to do when I modernize my home is to bring it into the next decade by getting a waffle maker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what's under that? What's under your...
I have a book.
Okay. I have budget-friendly items here, like for plant lovers, because apparently I'm a plant lover. Amazon knows me so well that I'm a plant lover.
Did ours switch? Because I have a robot vacuum.
I do. It does suggest that I get a robot vacuum, but that's... like 37 suggestions down.
Wow, mine's like number 4 down. I've got men's pants in my
I have some unique finds on here, like a dog on a skateboard. Seriously, there's a dog on a skateboard. Something from Amazon looks at me and says, you know what he'd enjoy? Dog on a skateboard. And you know what, Amazon? You're right.
Right. And you thought they didn't know you.
Now, I do have the Easter toys by age, but that's way down, way, 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 way down. Way down. Apparently, it also thinks that I need to give my mother a printer for Mother's Day. They've never met my mother. Amazon, you don't know my mama.
Would she want a printer, though?
You know what she would do? She would kill the printer.
Oh, she would push all the buttons.
There would be a lot of buttons. She would push a lot of the buttons, and next thing you know, I'd be getting a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I can't get this printer to work.
Right.
Or I'd go over to her house and say, hey, Mom, how's the printer? And she'd say, it's great. It's holding down that stack of papers very well.
Our moms are so similar. I have a rapid egg cooker that can cook 6 eggs at the same time.
How many times have you said to yourself, self, I wish I had a rapid egg cooker, something that could cook 6 eggs at once?
Today.
Really? This morning?
Amazon has turned me on to this.
What's the strangest thing Amazon suggests for you? Just go to your Amazon app and scroll down. Tell us the weirdest thing that Amazon thinks you need. 7684-HIT, 768-34s, followed by an 8. I'm fascinated by the suggestions that I receive from Amazon. I don't know what it is.
I think it's really interesting. They've got to have some sort of formula, right, that they have.
There has to be, but I don't know how me ordering, because my history of Amazon, last Christmas I ordered a few things, and then I order a lot of sound equipment.
Oh, sure.
Okay. A lot of sound equipment, whether it be microphones or recording devices or boards or mm-hmm. something to that effect, I order. That's where I go to for that, because mm-hmm. there's really not a place to get that locally. I can't find a place. I don't want to go all the way up to Lansing. I'd rather just, you know what, it's going to come to my home. I've done the research online. I'm going to get that. Because
mm-hmm.
you can't just walk over to like Playford Music or something like that and get some of the audio boards I'm looking for. You can't find that. You can't find the microphones over there that you might want. But a lot of people are wondering why Amazon suggests something that you've never searched for, but maybe you've talked about it before.
Oh, no. Now, that's scary.
Well.
Wait a second.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead. Don't bother asking Alexa. She is spying on you.
Oh, she's listening.
What they have done with those Echo devices, Alexa can listen into your conversations at any time.
Oh, no.
Yep. Thousands of clips get uploaded to Amazon proper, including a woman singing to her in her shower. Some cases, clips are shared and become inside jokes within the company.
Oh.
Mm. Group of veterans of the voice program spoke to Bloomberg Media Outlet, and they report that the clips are then transcribed and fed back into Amazon's computer. The audio isn't completely anonymous either. The article notes the clips are stamped with the user's first name and account information.
What do they have use for that, though? I don't understand.
Well, that's the next question. So why are they doing this? Amazon insists the audio review process helps them train their speech recognition and natural language understanding systems so Alexa can better understand your request and ensure service works well for everyone.
No.
But they assure you that these clips aren't going anywhere. Amazon insists, we take the security of our privacies, the privacy of our customers' personal information seriously, and only a, quote, small number, unquote, of clips are annotated. They have a strict technical and operational safeguards and have zero tolerance policy for the abuse of our system. But let's be honest, if you and I were working at Amazon, Jenny, mm-hmm. because we make fun of people that see spiders in cars.
Correct.
And would rather crash into a tree than slowly apply the brake.
Correct.
And get out of the car mm-hmm. and then scream, as one should.
Right. But yeah.
But if you and I were working at Amazon and we heard someone say, there's hair on the bottom of my foot.
Right.
That is going to be something that we will discuss.
Of course it is. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about it around the water cooler.
Exactly.
We're going to tell everyone that we work with.
Mm-hmm. Some guy is shaving the bottom of his foot.
Mm-hmm.
That
yep.
would be something we'd talk about.
Of course it would be.
Amazon goes on to say, employees do not have direct access to information that can identify the person or account as part of this workflow. Again, talking about the fact that Amazon echoes their Amazon devices inside your home. Yes, they are listening to you at all times. And yes, they record certain segments of your conversation. to help out their speech program, apparently.
Right, right.
All information is treated highly confidentially, and we use multi-factor authentication to restrict access, every service encryption, and audits of our control environment. We're doing everything we can to protect it. Article also notes that Apple's Siri and Google Home devices also need help to improve the systems, but that both companies employ various anonymizing techniques, which is a new word, anonymizing.
Oh.
To better hide the source of the audio.
No, I feel like if they can listen, can they see? Like, how do we know that there aren't cameras in the Alexa devices?
Because you look for a camera and just kind of look at it. There's a microphone there. It says mic. And then there's no...
Is that how that works?
Why don't you go stare at one for a while? Well, it's been a while. Let's do Factor Crap.
Yes,
Factor
it has been
crap.
A while.
Need two contestants right now. 7-6-8, four hits. 7-6-8, 3-4 is followed by an 8. Give you 30 seconds to identify as many statements as you can. They are either A, fact, or B, crap. I'll read you a statement like this one. Marvel Comics killed off Iron Man just before the release of the 2008 movie of the same name, Factor Crap. Which was, what... Why are we... What is going on here?
Oh.
Crying out loud. There's
look at this.
It's a lumberjack walking into the studio.
If this I is, can read, I can do just about anything.
Mike, sit down over here.
I've only got a couple minutes.
All right. Well, just... Man walks into a studio wearing a plaid.
Wow.
It's that one right there. Yeah, go ahead. Sit down there. All right. Escapes.
He looks like a lumberjack.
State Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky is here. He's carrying a red, white, and blue axe, wearing plaid, and a toque without the ears down.
Hey, listen, man. Today I am Paul Bunyan.
All right.
I'll be going into dental elementary schools in Jackson County, talking about the importance of reading. And as you notice, I just handed out that refrigerator magnet, and I get kids in all the schools, even in auditoriums, to repeat that saying with me. If I can read, I can do just about anything.
I love it.
So it's all about raising the awareness and raising the importance and raising the liking of reading.
And what are you reading right now at home, State Senator?
I'm reading The Book of Rivals. It's a 2005 book about Lincoln and the fact that he hired and put onto his cabinet the opponents he had in the Republican primary.
Oh.
And it was a brilliant move. They were all very much different, but he knew he needed their expertise to navigate that narrow pathway to keep the nation together doing what was going to be a civil war. So it's a fantastic read. I highly recommend it.
State Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky. Paul Bunyan, actually. I'm sorry. Paul Bunyan.
Good to see you guys this morning.
Great to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for stopping in.
Check out our social media for a picture of Paul Bunyan. I've completely lost track of what we were doing. 7-6-8, four hits, 7-6-8, 3-4 is followed by an 8. We'll come back with Factor Crap. It's your chance to win 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart, and I'm going to throw four 6-inch subs to Subway in that prize package, too. Two contestants coming up next, 7-6-8, four hits. That's 7-6-8, 3-4 is followed by an 8. All right, here we go. It's time to play Factor Crap. I need one more contestant. 7-6-8, four hits. 7-6-8, 3-4 is followed by an 8. 30 seconds to answer as many, well, identify as many statements as fact or crap as you can. We welcome our first contestant, Tom. Tom, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, 30 seconds to identify as many of these statements as either A, fact, or B, crap. Here we go. Timer's going to start when I finish giving the first question. Question number one, Big Ben is technically the bell, not the tower. Fact or crap?
Crap.
That is, in fact, fact. Did you say fact or crap? I thought he said crap.
I said crap.
Okay, all right. So that one's wrong there. The U.S. military studied the Frisbee to see if the same idea could be used in warfare. Fact or crap?
Fact.
That is fact. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was originally a very adult Japanese comic book before it was a kid's cartoon. Fact or crap?
Fact.
Nope, I'm sorry. That is crap. So how many did Tom get right?
Tom got one right.
Tom got one right. So Tom, hang on the line for me. We need one more contestant to get more than one right. Up for grabs. 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart and 4 6-inch subs to Subway. We'll get that contestant and come back right after this look at your news. It's brought to you by the Lloyd Gant Retirement Centers. There's one in your neighborhood. Every level of living on one campus at Lloyd Gant Retirement Communities. Call 750-0500 for a tour today. Forecast now. It's brought to you by Northwest Community Schools, the direction of greatness.
Go Mounties.
High today 51, low tonight 35. 30% chance of snow for the day today and mostly clear overnight tonight with a 40% chance of rain and snow late in the overnight. Well, Tom, I don't know what's going on. Our second phone line, we're working on it right now, but because we can't get that up and running, you have won. So congratulations to you, my friend. You have won 4 6-inch subs to Subway and 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart. Some different things that happened in Africa. Have you been watching that Netflix series, the new Netflix series, Our Planet?
No, but I've heard really cool things about it.
Oh, it's tremendous.
Yeah.
Absolutely tremendous. That is a wonderful way to just kind of sit in the technology that people have now in order to observe nature rather than... It used to be there was a cameraman and you had to do your best to sit still and not look like a camera when observing, say, gorillas in the wild.
Oh, yeah, like Jane Goodall style.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And now they've got drones that are super quiet, and all the animals are probably thinking, hey, that's a weird bird, something like that. I would like to observe people like that in Minnesota. Especially in this particular neighborhood. Actually, it's not Minnesota. I'm wrong. I'm wrong. And maybe I'm obsessed with Minnesota. Mississippi.
Okay.
All right, we're going down Mississippi.
We're going down south.
All right. Mysterious bowls of mashed potatoes are popping up on cars, porches, and mailboxes in Jackson, Mississippi.
Huh. What, mashed potatoes?
Yeah, just random bowls of mashed potatoes are popping up.
Well, that sounds delicious.
They asked one of the neighbors, Jordan Lewis. We don't know if someone's just playing a prank or if someone just had a lot of leftovers. Unquote.
That can happen with mashed potatoes.
All right. Neighbor Sebastian Benengard says, some people were thinking maybe mashed potatoes, maybe they were poisoned to kill animals.
Oh, no.
But they went on to ask him, he said, well, I didn't taste it. I have a 3-second rule, so I didn't touch it. Unquote. Good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
Hey, Scott. Is that like a carb attack?
It could be, yeah.
Oh.
Maybe this is someone who is anti-keto diet. I never thought of that. Each and every morning, I ask Jenny Lewis a question. She gives her answer, which of course is...
the right answer.
This morning I asked Jenny to name a big dog. Name a big dog. What was Jenny's answer? If you can answer that, you'll get 4 6-inch subs to Subway and a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt, creating better smiles at Summit Orthodontics. Offering before and after school appointments, they pride themselves on running on time. It's Summit Orthodontics. 7684-HITS, 7683-4 is followed by an 8. I asked Jenny to name a big dog. What was her answer? Good morning. What's your guess?
St. Bernard.
Not a St. Bernard. Not a St. Bernard. What's your guess?
Great Dane.
Not a Great Dane. So it's not a Great Dane. It's not a St. Bernard. Name a big dog. What's your guess?
A Mastiff.
Not a Mastiff. No. So it's not a Mastiff, not a St. Bernard.
And not a Great Dane.
What's your guess?
Doberman.
Not a Doberman.
Not a Doberman.
Good morning. It's not a Doberman. What's your guess?
Shepherd, German Shepherd.
No. Not a German Shepherd. All right, so what isn't it, Jenny?
So far, it is not a St. Bernard, it's not a Great Dane, not a Mastiff, not a Doberman, and not a German Shepherd.
We asked Jenny Lewis to name a big dog. What was her answer? Good morning. What's your guess?
Newfoundland.
Not a Newfie.
No.
Not a Newfoundland. What's your guess?
Husky.
Not a Husky.
Not a Husky.
Not a Husky, not a Newfie. Good morning. What's your guess?
Bernese Mountain Dog?
No. Man, we're getting into some serious ones here.
We are.
These dogs are looked at, and some people think they're so mean, but they're not.
No, they're not.
No, they're just big, dumb animals.
Oh, look at their faces.
Oh, they're so sweet.
They're so mushy.
Good morning, K105.3. What's your guess?
Rottweiler.
Yeah.
There it is.
Rotties. I love a Rottie with their big, dumb heads. Oh, they
I
look
love them, too.
What's that?
Gentle. Like, honestly, they're really great dogs.
Oh,
they are great dogs.
They're incredibly gentle, and they are incredibly loyal.
Yes, they're just so loving.
They're just so smart. But if you raise them to be a jerk, much like children, sure, they can be jerks.
Funny how it works out that way,
yeah, huh? Well, good morning. Yes, it is a Rottweiler. What's your name?
Ashley.
All right, Ashley. You get 4 6-inch subs to Subway and a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt. Congratulations to you. What are you going to get on those subs from Subway, Ashley?
Got to have bacon on it.
What kind of bacon? Crispy or floppy?
Oh, crispy for sure.
Yes! Crispy. Yeah, you do.
That's wrong.
You enjoy that sub.
So basically, just put some tree bark on there. Put something flavorless on there that'll crunch every once in a while.
Nope.
It's horrible. It's
delicious.
Doing
it. Ashley, you and I are best friends.
To bacon. What station just made you a winner?
K105.3.
I wonder if the guys from the former members of NSYNC, mm-hmm. wonder how often they drop hints to Justin Timberlake that, you know, we'd really like to get together, man. Hey, you got a little time.
Backstreet Boys did it.
It's JC here. Chavez.
Remember me?
Hey, remember that one time we all got together and we were a hugely successful boy band? Hold on, I'm on a phone call. Yeah, remember that. Sally's covering the drive-thru for me. Gosh. Anyway, yeah, so I'm free on Friday. If you want to get together, you know, maybe Joey can be there too.
And Chris.
And I know Joe's trying to go by Joseph, but man, he told me if we get NSYNC back together, he's all about being Joey again. Really is.
But I mean, really, what are they doing?
I don't know. I think Joey Fatone is like hosting.
Oh, like a game show? Is he hosting a
On like the Game Show Network's lower tier channel?
Game Show Part 3.
The Ocho.
I swear, one of them has done Dancing with the Stars, or two of them.
Which does not
doesn't bode well.
Put a lot of weight in your resume, Jenny, as we have learned.
We have.
What have you done lately? Dancing with the Stars. Oh, so you're terminal.
It's about your time.
That was actually Joey's Make-A-Wish. I bet you Joey Fatone has carried bags of ice down people's stairs just randomly.
Wait. I'm Joey Fatone. I got this.
Who? Let me carry that downstairs and remind you who I am. This is a nice basement. Anybody renting it out?
I'm so tired of living with my mom.
Man, you see that car out front? The Geo Metro? Yeah. Trade ya.
It's all mine!
There's some NSYNC CDs in there.
It's green.
They're tapes. Right? NSYNC tapes. They retail for $5.99, but I'll sign them. That'll make them worth $3.99. Jenny, that's going to do it for me.
Yeah, you got to get out of here.
I got to go kick J.C. Chavez out of my basement. He delivered that salt 4 weeks ago, and he's still down there measuring for curtains. Stay out of trouble, and if you can't do that,
don't get caught.